Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got an email here from Jessica. It came in a couple days ago. She says, "Hey guys, I think I just lived through the single most embarrassing moment in my life, and I have to share it with you because it's just too good." Jessica says, "I was at my son's school with his teacher, who, by the way, happens to be a male teacher. We were chatting. Everything's fine. He asks if I have a picture of a project my son is working on at home. She says, yeah, no problem. I whip out my phone and I start scrolling. Birthday party, family trip, dog photos. And then, bam, up pops a full-on topless selfie that I had taken for my husband."
Oh, no.
She says, "I froze. He froze. The world froze.
Whoopsies."
She says, "I panicked, slammed my hand over the screen, and loudly said, 'Oh, my God!' before shoving my phone back into my hoodie pocket.
Oh, my God.
I started laughing, as did he, awkwardly. I said, 'I gotta go now.' And I shuffled with my head down." She just wrote, "OMG, OMG, OMG."
Oh my gosh.
She goes on to say, "Now I can't even look at the poor guy in the eye anymore. Every time I drop my kid off, I just imagine him thinking, 'Forget the science project. This mom has a whole different kind of project going on.'" She concludes by saying, "I'm mortified, but at the same time, I am cracking up over the whole thing. It's damn funny, right? So please tell me I'm not the only one. Has this ever happened to you? Have you accidentally shown somebody a naked picture or been on the side of accidentally seeing someone you weren't supposed to?" She says, "JKJ, I need stories, people. I need to know that I'm not the only one out there," and that is from Jessica. So yes, phone lines are open. Text line is open. We want your calls and comments. When did somebody accidentally see you naked, like Jessica, and her breastises on her phone?
Oh, my gosh.
Or did you see somebody else naked? We want to hear the stories. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Call right now. Josh will grab your calls when you call in. Here's Dee. Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Good morning. So you got a naked story for us?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Tell us about it.
When I was 14, I needed to go talk to my mom, and I had found her door cracked open, which isn't normal if things are happening. So I walked in on her and my stepdad wrestling.
Oh, wrestling!
Wrestling!
Oh, no! At 14, huh?
DDT!
Yeah. A little bit mortified.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll stick with you forever, I think.
Yeah, that is an image that does not get erased from
your
brain, right? Like, you probably still remember it.
Oh, yeah. Are you thinking about it right now? Think about it.
Yeah.
I know, gross.
So did you ever tell her that you walked in, or did you just quietly walk out?
I've never told a single soul until today.
Yay! Thank you for sharing, Dee.
This is why we're doing this, Dee.
So good.
I love it. And I love that you said they were wrestling.
I know. That's it.
We appreciate you for kicking this off, Dee. You have a great day.
Of course. You too.
All right, bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, phone lines are ringing like crazy. When did somebody see you naked, or when did you see somebody naked? 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, Josh is rolling through these calls right now. Here's Tess. Hi, Tess.
Good morning.
Good morning. You got a naked story for us?
Yes. So I work at a bank, and I asked someone to, like, bring up their phones and open their app so I could show them something on their app.
Oh, no.
And when they opened their
keep it PG.
Phone,
keep it,
was,
it PG. Keep it PG.
It was what they were searching.
Oh, no!
I have heard what it's called on TikTok now is corn.
Corn, yes. A lot of corn. They were looking up corn recipes.
Yes.
Perfect time of year. Fall. We love cornbread.
Yeah, sweet, sweet corn.
Oh, no. And it was right there on the screen, huh?
Yeah, and he was just like, oh. And I was just like,
You now know what that guy's into, huh? Right.
And you look at him a little different, huh? Like, yep.
I kind of looked at him like that before, and then that was just confirmation.
It solidified it for you. You're like, watch out for this guy. He's a creeper.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Tess. How was the rest of the interaction?
I always keep it very professional. I just ignored that it happened, and we went on our way with showing the online banking.
Good for you.
Come up with a password you can remember.
A deposit, a different kind of deposit, right?
Yeah. Oh,
Tess, this is hilarious. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the laughs.
You have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness.
God, I'm loving these so far. I am loving them. Here's Jay. Hi, Jay.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we're just talking naked time. Ew. So you got to keep it PG. We got a lot of kids that listen. But tell us about the nudity incident.
That I can do. So this was like 10 years ago when Apple TV had just kind of gotten hot. And I'm a technician type person. And I had bought an Apple TV and I was on tour. And my wife had a bunch of friends over at our house to watch a movie. Little did we know that Apple TV was just automatically pulling photos from our recent library.
Oh, no.
And, like, 10 people in our house got a full-on display of all of the text messages and photos we'd been sending each other while I was on tour for 2 weeks. I'm just really glad I wasn't there.
Yeah.
My poor now ex-wife at the time was, and it wasn't the cause of it, but, you know, you could add it to the list.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God, Jay, that's fantastic. Remember? It's stuff that you would never think about, that it's like syncing up with your phone.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah, it was weird. So if you ever use Apple TV, make sure you hide your photos, people.
Noted. Public service provided by Jay this morning.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Keep those in the deleted folder.
Great call.
Exactly.
Great call, my man. You keep your pants on and have a great day, all right?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll do my best. I'll do my best.
Later, dude. God, that's a great one. We're talking nudity. When did somebody see you naked? When did you see somebody else naked? The texts and the calls are still pouring in. We got one open line, 303-691-1649. If you would like to share your naked story, here's Ellen. Hi, Ellen.
Hello.
Hello. So give us your story.
Okay, so this is going way back to when I was in high school.
Okay.
And we used to, like, go in on Fridays and decorate the boys' locker room before football games.
Right.
And when my friend and I went to the store to get everything, we just spotted these bald wigs that had, like, curly hair on the side and glasses and thought they were hilarious and bought those and were wearing them decorating. And we came around the corner into the coach's room, and just at that moment, the shower door opened and our vice principal came out.
Oh, no!
Not the VP!
No!
Ah!
Yeah.
And you got a full-on show, huh?
Oh, full on. And we were frozen, and we were kind of like thinking, we hope he knows it's not us. And it's like, of course he knew it was us.
What did he do? Did he just run back into the shower?
We all just stared at each other, and then we just backed out of the room and,
like Homer Simpson into the bushes.
Oh, God. Can you imagine that poor guy, too? Like, oh.
And us at 17.
I know.
Like,
and,
oh, my
yes.
God.
Oh, God, and the vice principal. Ellen, fantastic.
That's so good.
Fantastic story. Oh. Again, this is why we're doing it.
And again, probably something you will never forget,
yeah.
Right? The image seared into your brain.
Think about it. Think
it
about
popped it. Into my head as soon as you brought up the topic.
I bet.
So.
There it is, right? Front and center.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson.
Stop it.
Ellen, thanks for the laughs. You're the best. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my
gosh. Mr. John. Come on.
I had to.
Hey.
Come on. What if that was his name?
Stephanie.
You don't know.
Hello?
Hi. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth? It's horrible.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Is that better?
Yeah, so much better. All right. So what's your naked story?
So, my husband and I do this thing where we will take inappropriate pictures and then set it as the wallpaper on each other's phone.
Okay.
For fun. So my best friend had wanted to know what this app was that I was using. So I screenshot my wallpaper to, you know, show her the app. I circled the app and I sent it to her. And then I realized that the background was a pee-pee ding-ding.
Oh, a pee-pee ding-ding!
I had to call her and I was like, oh my God, delete the picture. Don't even look at it.
Did she look at it, though?
I mean, you gotta look at it.
You have to look.
You're going to look at it.
You have to look.
Right. You do.
Oh, my God. I got tears in my eyes, Stephanie.
Oh, God. Well, and you guys were kind of asking for it, though, as your backdrop. Like, that's like, yeah.
Well, we just do it randomly, right?
Yeah.
Whenever we can steal each other's phones and do it.
You
and
just, I didn't even realize. Oh, my God. What an incredible prank. I love it, and I love your story,
That's
Stephanie.
That's too funny.
Oh, my God. I want to do this with Nick Nack, but I know that would end so badly.
My God, your kids would be
one
in
of
therapy,
the kids.
Like,
yeah, know? Do you have, Stephanie, do you have kids?
They're older, so no, they weren't around.
So they wouldn't, they wouldn't pick up the phone and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, your kid would be scarred for life.
Again, can't thank you enough for the laughs this morning, Stephanie. Yeah. Have a good day.
You too.
See you later.
Oh my gosh, these are great.
I am so happy now. I'm so happy.
You needed this. I really needed this.
Couple open lines, 303-691-1649. We're talking nudity. When did somebody see you, or when did you see somebody else naked? We're accepting your calls. Here's V. Hi, V.
Hello.
Hello. All right, tell us some naked stories.
I am so happy.
So I lived with my sister, my ex-sister-in-law, when I was in high school. And she was screaming for me, and I thought that maybe something happened in the bathroom. I went in to help her, and she was stuck in the shower. So I went to try to help her, and she ended up falling butt first down on the door to the ground.
Hey, V, turn your radio down for me.
So she ended up falling down, and I got a full view of my ex-sister-in-law.
Oh. Like
oh.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah, she ended up falling on the ground, butt naked.
Good God. She was stuck in the shower, though?
Yeah, the door got stuck.
Oh. Where was the door stuck? I'm so confused right now.
I am so confused right now, too. All right.
Yeah, and she tried to like pull it open, and then the whole thing just fell down along with her.
Oh,
the door came down with
took
her.
The
good
shower
God!
Out.
Yep. Jeez, Louise, she might want to hit the gym.
Clumsy and naked. My gosh.
All right, V, that's the most unique one so far.
Thank you
so much. Hi, Taryn.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, what's your naked story?
So this was about 15 years ago. Yeah. My daughter was just a baby. I had just taken a shower. I was planning to go to the homecoming game that night because one of the girls I cheered with was coaching. And I thought my dad was working out at the time, so I didn't know, like, any noise. Like, I just thought it was him, and I was in the shower. I came out of the shower. My daughter needed a bath. I'm giving her a bath, and I hear the door open, and I'm just in a bathrobe. So I'm like, what are you doing? And I hear, oh, crap. But it was with, you know, the curse word, S-H-I.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to keep a PG. So I don't even think. I grab her out of the bath, and I'm running with her, naked in a bathrobe that I'm sure just starts flailing in
everything,
the wind as I'm chasing this guy. Like, I don't know what I think I'm doing, but he was stealing from us. And running out with, like, a small TV in his hand. And I'm just running down the street, like,
naked, with everything flapping around.
But
I'm afraid of what she is going to say.
Stopping a robbery.
So she was chasing a burglar.
Yeah, naked.
With everything flopping around.
Give me back my TV. That's, wow.
Taryn, thank you so much. I did place her on hold. I was just
a little concerned.
Yeah.
When she spelled out the swear
word. A little
word.
Concerned, but might come out next. Here is Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. All right, give us your naked story.
I was at the Taylor Swift candlelight concerts this past weekend, and you know, people are dressed up. It's themed. It's beautiful. It's romantic and all that jazz. I was there with some girlfriends, and I asked a stranger to take a picture of us. And when I handed them the phone, I forgot to turn the camera on, but I unlocked my phone, and the first thing that came up was, for context, I'm a therapist of the adult variety, intimacy variety. Okay. And so I often have content on my phone that is like research or...
Research. Sure, Sarah. A lot of research. Were you looking up corn recipes as well?
Yes.
Corn, okay.
Completely, yes. All kinds of varieties of corn. That is what... So I'm asking the stranger who like has their little girl in their arms to take a picture of me and my girlfriends all dressed up and dolled up, and I hand her the phone without really checking if the camera actually turned on, and it was content for work.
God.
Some sexy corn.
Her arm, like they're so well dressed and everything, and it's like just the most wholesome environment to be in.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm so sorry.
And the Taylor Swift candlelight visual.
What did they say to you?
Absolutely nothing. And we did not talk. They were sitting in the row right in front of us. We did not talk for the rest of the
day. And no matter what you say, like, it's for work. No. I promise it's for work.
There's literally nothing I can say. And I'm very much like zero shame. This is what I do for work. Yeah. I have no shame. I have no like whatever for like using it personally. It's just like that was legitimately for work. And there's nothing I could have said in the moment.
Oh my God.
All the context in the world couldn't have helped you there. So.
Sarah, you gave us a good belly laugh. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. Have a good day.
Yeah.
God, that was great. And a candlelight visual. All right, Josh, which one's the best one, Erica or Alexis?
Erica made me laugh.
All right, we'll save Erica for last. Then here's Alexis. Hi, Alexis.
Hola.
Hola.
Hi.
All right, tell us your naked story. We'll do you, and then we'll wrap it up with Erica.
All right, sounds good. So long story short, two individuals, fruity people, me and a female, so I'm a male. And this was a very close friend at the time where she was showing me just like new bras, like you guys were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And she was just showing me these like very pretty, fantasy-based bras.
Okay.
And she just kept showing me, swiping it, like swiping on her phone, and to the point where she just had her girls out, and she didn't even care to apologize or anything. She just kept going and going. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Why do you have so many?
I guess we're on this level now, aren't we?
She's like, you're welcome.
And you're welcome. Hey, she
was... I was kind of confused at the point. I was like, does she not know? Or like, what's going on here? And she was like, oh, yeah, this is like... for later. And I was like, okay.
We know. All right. Yep. I saw. How'd they look? Were they nice?
I don't know.
You don't know. You know.
They were there.
They were there. I don't know.
You're funny. There's a funny call. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate
you.
So
bye.
Good. All right. Erica. Hi, Erica.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, you're going to get the last naked call of the morning. Unfortunately, we got to wrap this up.
Okay. So this was a while ago. I was working at a small chiropractor's office, and I had a break. So I left the office, but I always had to text my boss first. He's a man. And then I threw my phone in my purse, and somehow, while I was walking around, it ended up sending a picture on my phone to my boss, because he was the last person I was texting.
Uh-oh.
Completely naked picture, but not of me, of my husband.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it was bad. And then we had a meet and greet like 3 days later, so they met for the first time.
Yeah.
They met for the first time.
I know a lot about you.
No eye contact. No eye contact.
Yeah, it still randomly pops in my head, and I bet.
I bet you it's popping in his hand, too.
I know. Did you tell your husband? Does he know that your boss has seen him naked?
Well, I texted my husband freaking out, saying, oh, my God, this just happened. And we were texting back and forth for like 10 minutes, but I never clarified that it was him until 10 minutes later. And he was like, wait, it was of me?
Oh, my God. I'll never be able to see your boss ever again. You know what would have been really weird is if your boss had said, hey, can you send more of those?
I know, right? Like, about your husband.
Keep them coming.
Great calls today, you guys. Appreciate you as always here on Mix.